All right, this is Arsh, Mark, and Derek's podcast, and I'm Arsh, and I'll be starting off. And I'd like to say that the trip to Ladison was a truly eye-opening experience. And I realized that it must be very frustrating for the children who are unable to communicate their ideas by talking, to share their ideas to the world. So why should people be frustrated with simple things such as computer crashes? I also realize that it takes compassion and understanding to work in this field. Lastly, a guest speaker came to us there, and she was also disabled, and she had to pick words from a computer using her leg. And she told us not to feel pity for her, but that she feels pity for those who pity her. And now I'll pass it on to Mark.
Okay, I'm Mark, and I'd like to say that my trip to the Shelf School was a fairly good experience. First off, I'd like to begin by stating that I have had a good amount of experience with disabled people. My cousin suffers from Down syndrome, and I have two neighbors with autism, and our families are really close, so I have spent a good amount of time with them. However, going into this school exposed me to a whole new kind of disability. The three children in my life who are disabled can still function with everyday activities, but these kids couldn't. Just about everyone I saw was in a chair of some sort. One of my students was able to hold the conversation and seem pretty intellectual, but would have these constant outbursts of just random noises and movements. Another student of mine had no capability whatsoever swallowing her saliva and constantly was drooling everywhere. Just sitting in this room and helping the teachers make waffles and correct worksheets made me thankful for what I had. Witnessing how difficult these simple tasks were for these students was a wake-up call for me, and it made me realize that I'm how blessed I really am. If I had to describe the experience in one phrase, I'd have to say eye-opening. All in all, I had a great time on the trip, and I couldn't have asked for it to go any better. Now to Derek.
Okay. The Shelf School was truly a great experience. It really changed my degree of patience and my understanding of disabled people. At first, I thought I was not going to be able to see them without going into depression or something. But then I saw how remarkable their attitudes were, and that put my life That helped me put my life into perspective. Suddenly, my little problems with luxury didn't seem so important. And here we are, complaining about our studies, our love life, the clothes we can't afford to buy, the TV shows that we missed, the varying weather conditions, those petty fights with our siblings or our parents, our little allowance, parties we can't attend to. Are those things really that much of a problem? It's not fair that we can sit and watch the news from the comfort of our living rooms and just pity those lives who have a disadvantage and simply feel sorry for them and then change the channel. We see this imbalance and say in our minds, that's not right, that's not fair. But too often that's all we do. Because for us to do any more is actually going to cost us something. And if that's where it ends, then perhaps it's fair to say that when we ignore lives with disabilities or disadvantages, that we actually lend to their suffering.